Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. If you're getting into gaming and NFTs, you may be interested in Zedrun. Zedrun is a unique game that brings together the excitement of horse racing with the blockchain technology that powers Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other cryptocurrencies. With Zedrun, you can create a virtual stable. Buy, breed, and race digital horses to bring home the gold in the next big online race. Pretty cool. If you're wondering about this and want to know more, you're in the right place. Today, here's what you need to know to play Zedrun using your Ethereum blockchain wallet and the Polygon network. Let's get right to it. First of all, what's Zedrun? Zedrun is an online digital horse racing game that works with the Ethereum blockchain. With Zedrun, you can breed, buy, sell horses in your free virtual stable. Free? I like that part. Each horse is stored as an NFT in a connected Ethereum wallet. Using MetaMask or a compatible browser extension wallet, you can connect to Zedrun and compatible marketplaces. If you think your horse has a chance of placing, you can enter it in a race, which is streamed live on Twitch at the Zedrun channel. Competitive races require a small entry fee in real US dollars, and the winners get a share of the prize pool. Free races are also available as well. So anyone into online gaming, blockchain games, or even horse racing could find Zedrun a fun online adventure. And, of course, if you play your cards right, you can earn a profit from breeding new horses, selling horses on a marketplace, and winning live Zedrun races. This is fun. So here's how Zedrun actually works. As we mentioned, it's an Ethereum game, and it works best with MetaMask. Though I actually was able to use the compatible Brave wallet to create a stable with no issues at all. You can also create an account using your email address and a Magic Link account. For Cult of Money readers, followers, and listeners, we actually recommend MetaMask or a similar wallet we think is best. Okay, now, if you plan to be active on this, it could be a good idea to verify your email address and then just go ahead and join the Discord channel, but that removes some anonymity from your blockchain experience if that's important to you. The primary marketplace for Zedrun horses is OpenSea. As of this podcast, more than 14,000 users own over 131,000 items in the Zedrun collection. Crazy! Horses start with a floor price of 0.005 ETH, worth about $15 currently. But get this, the biggest recent sale was for 14 ETH, or nearly $40,000. That's serious money! When buying on OpenSea, Zedrun gets a 2.5% royalty. Alright, now, OpenSea required converting the ETH-based horse into Polygon. So, gas fees roughly doubled the cost of my $15 purchase to $31. Once your transaction completes, though, which can take up to 45 minutes, you should see the new Zedrun NFT in your online stable. So once you own a horse, you can register for paid or free races, which run on the Twitch channel. Races are limited by the horse's rating and abilities. Recently run horses get tired and they don't perform as well. It's reasonably realistic to actual horse racing, too, except that it's a blockchain-powered cartoon video game, of course. Okay, now back to my experience. I actually entered my horse into a free race, which doesn't count toward the win and loss record, but it does help with the horse's statistics and conditioning. In case you are wondering, my horse placed 9th. I was 5th going into the final stretch, but realized that I really need to do some training with some more races in order to become a winner. Let's move on to breeding and trading digital horse NFTs. New horses are created through virtual breeding. You can add your horse to the stud farm or use the stud farm to pick a mate for your horse NFT. Stud fees range from around $30 for newer horses to over $2,000 for winners. Man, this is getting serious. Breeding cycles are limited to 3 offspring per month for a male horse and 1 for a female. Breeding relies on the Matic blockchain and doesn't require any gas fees, so that's nice. These are the most popular traits for each horse. Ability score, of course, distance preference, and fatigue factor. Not yet implemented in gameplay, though. The game uses several different methods to make horses rarer or more common. There are 38,000 original Genesis racehorses, and many more have been created since. Let's talk about unlocking the fun of blockchain-powered games, just in case you want to jump into this head first. Web3 games takes a little bit of time to learn, as you'll have to figure out how to connect your MetaMask or similar wallet and then learn how to play and navigate the game. While I didn't find the game immediately intuitive, it didn't take long to figure out and start playing, though. Hopefully, my horse is going to earn me at least a few ETH. But even if it doesn't, it's still a fun online game and really enjoyable blockchain gaming experience. That is our show today, in case you wanted to join me in Zedrun and have a race. If you want to find out more about Zedrun, dig a little bit deeper into it, go to cultofmoney.com, type in the title of this podcast right in the search bar, and you'll find the article. You can also check us out on social media, pretty much anywhere. Just search for Cult of Money. We'd love to talk to you and get to know you more. Thanks again for stopping by today. We'll talk to you again real soon.